Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry podcast. And I know that this is the part that gets cut off, yo. This is the part that gets cut off in the beginning, and then everyone roasts me that it gets cut off in the beginning. But the audio listeners know what's up. Nothing gets cut off. It's not my fault that on YouTube is like, nah, son, we're going to cut off the beginning, right? We're going to cut off the beginning. So you get all confused and all that. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I could do something here with this. Ah, that looks better, bro. That looks better. What is good, guys? We chilling, man. We got a new setup right now. This is a new camera. Shout out to Screaming Pirate EDC, who sold me this, his old setup here. And yeah, I don't know. Let me know if it's better. You know what I'm saying? Let me know if it's better, dog. Because on my end, it looks way better. You know? It looks way better, dude. But that is what's happening right now, bro. That is what's going on. I'm actually missing dinner to do this show. My folks and my niece is here. Kelly's upstairs. They're all going to eat without me, bro. So I guess I could chill with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm sacrificing, you know?
Everyday city commentary.
You feel me on that? We're going to wait till a few people pile in a little bit more. We got MWK in the house. First one in here. Titanium Justin. You know, painter extraordinaire. We got Ian Coates, right? Fook Doozle in the house. And I see my wife and my niece going to the laundry room. I think they're trying to like... There's the Kelly. And I think they're doing laundry in there, bro. They're doing sneaky laundry, bro. Look at Kelly. Doing sneaky laundry, dude. But yeah, man, upgraded the setup. I also have like a crazy... tablet here. I got a new one. It's not the latest Samsung Galaxy Tab. It's the Tab S8. You know what I'm saying? The S8 Ultra. It's 14.6 inches, the screen. So, like, I just have this tablet here so I could keep up with the chat. It's a lot easier. And, yeah, I mean, just upgrading, buying knives, getting knives in. Vosti has been hooking your boy up like crazy. Two more knives from them came in today. Look at all this. See this? That's the job, baby. See that? That's the job right there. That. I got a lot to unbox right now. How many more dunks? I counted yesterday. So I have, this is how I store my dunks, right? They're in here. I put them in these little cases. You know what I'm saying? The typical sneaker guy. This is the cheaper one, though. So I got them in these cases, and I counted how many SBs I have. I think I have 10 pairs of SB dunks. Maybe 9. And then I have, like, regular dunks. Yeah, I have a problem, bro. I have a problem. I definitely have a problem. And check this out right here. These are the new dunks that I got. This is like last week. I got the Nike Dunk High First Use Reds. These are fire. Check this out right here. They got dual color laces, you know, which I love. Check that out. The swooshes are different on each side. It's fire, bro. I'm addicted. I am addicted to sneakers. I would say as of right now, I am probably a little bit more addicted to tech and sneakers than knives. But I have spent a shitload of money on knives recently as well. So y'all got a lot. Are SBs better than the regulars in your opinion? 100%. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. SB dunks just have higher quality laces, higher quality materials, and the creativity is just way better. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is with SBs. I'm wearing SBs to Blade Show, customized by Titanium Justin. Those look fire. Like, I wish I could show you guys right now, but I'm waiting for one more thing to come in. And then, like, I'll do, like, a Blade Show, like, kind of fit video teaser thing. You know, Kelly's going to wear the same colors, too. I bought a G-Shock. I bought, like, I have a knife and all that. Like, everything is already together. So, because for the Nike Blazers, it's debatable which one is better, bro. SB Dunks go so crazy, bro. Like, I buy dunks and I buy SBs too. So It's just way higher, the quality. It's, you could just tell, like, you know, when I look at SB Dunks on StockX, for example, versus regular Dunks, like even on the feet, if they feel better, they got more cushion on them. I like it way better. So, you know, and from a guy that buys a lot of Dunks, like, dude, let's see what else y'all are saying here. Dude, I have been on a slip joint kick. Now, I just stare at Beg Knives online. Talk to me, Beg. Yeah, you know what's crazy is when I posted that, this, hold on. First of all, like, I hope y'all are liking the new little format that I do now with the what brand send me and all that shit. I'm having so much fun making those, Joe. Especially when Vosteed sends me some stuff and I make it for them. I really enjoy that. Like this one. I always put Voltus 5 in it, you know?
But of what brands send me? This one comes from Vosteed. And they are absolutely killing it right now. This model is one of their latest button-actuated top liner locks.
This is
think
fire.
Spyderco compression lock, but so much smoother and so much more fun to play with. Once again, Vosteed has packed a ton of value into a very reasonable price point. All right, let's get into it. This is the Vosteed Hedgehog. This thing, another slapper from Vosteed. First of all right, look at this blade right here. This is S35EN, bead blasted finished and brushed as well. Check that out. Really, really sick. And then you have black micarta on the scales, deep carry pocket clip, flat screws cut out into the micarta, placeholder for the other side in case you want to reverse the clip. I mean, how much more do you want? You even have weight reduction on the inside with nested liners. Bruh. You know, Vosteed said, sup, dude.
They definitely didn't say sup.
Check this out. Ergo check, really nice, but this feels even better right here when you use the front finger choil. That feels awesome. Now, the star of the show, of course, is this lock right here. You press this button, you can see right there, drops right down. How awesome is that? Multiple deployments, and by multiple, I really mean multiple, all right? You have a fuller, you have thumb studs, and you have a flipper tab. All are very, very smooth and snappy. Super smooth, dude. This thing is awesome. Great materials, great action, packed into $129. Link is in my bio if you want.
It's fire, bro. But anyway, I like doing that format right now. And I like doing these pictures for Instagram. Yeah, I get to show off the kicks as well. I think things are changing in the channel a little bit. But I think for the better, like, I'm having a lot more fun making content right now. And I don't feel so pressured to just release stuff all the time, you know, like without like putting any thought into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just having a little bit more fun, being a little bit more comedic and like putting a little bit more personality into it. I'm talking in all the videos now, not just unboxing ASMR. I think the unboxing ASMR like literally almost killed me. Like almost killed me, bro. You know what I mean? Sneak check. I already did it, Ian Coates. I already did it, bro. We got the Nike Dunk first use reds. Nike Dunk High first use reds, baby. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We also have, hold on, let me see if I can get him. Hold on a second. We got him. We got him, boys. We got him, the rubby. We got him. For audio listeners, we captured one of the cats for the show, the Robbie, and he's just showing his belly right now. All right, boy. You're a good boy, huh? All right. Let's go down a little bit and check what y'all are saying here. I need to try one of those Vosteed top liner locks. Yes, you do. I just need one to hit my price point. Yes, bro. Is that the new paraframe? No, negative. It is the Hedgehog. Let's see. Let's keep going down here. You got to love what you're doing. It will be better. Dude, I can't complain, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I do for a living is open boxes and then talk about them in video and then do this. It's, I, you know what I mean? If I'm going to complain about that, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Let's keep going down. I was on the phone. Come at me, bro. That's what Ian Coates just said right now. ASMR shorts are all my views right now. I mean, they can get you views for sure, but then like it's just it will like suck the soul out of your body, and not in a good way, like what a girl does, you know. It's not good. Oh, we got BG in the house. I didn't even know that. Ben Gibbs, a homie, NYC homie, is in here right now. Let's see what else I got that I already showed. I cleaned up this whole area right here, and you could see the baby bottles. That's so funny. Look at this. You guys want to see? We got this right here. This lens right here that I got for this camera from Brad Screaming Pirate EDC is like pretty nice. The title of the show is Blade Show Atlanta Shredville, and the reason why that is because and before I forget this, everybody drop a Charlie Caring in the chat, by the way. We always do that every time, and I forgot. I'm on carnivore, like keto diet right now, so if my face looks slimmer and I look younger, bro, it's because I dropped 10 pounds already. From 174, I'm like 165 right now. Just gonna be super shredded. When it comes to Blade Show, I'm going to try to have abs before Blade Show. That's like the goal right now. So I'm going to be a lot lighter, which I think is going to surprise people, because I was bulking like pretty fucking hard. I was bulking really hard for like 2 months. And to just drop the weight, you know, people are going to be confused by it. I like to throw everyone in for a loop and like have them be confused as fuck, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's possible that I'll be 155 when I go to Blade Show, which is 10 pounds lighter than last year. But I'll be like shredded, dude, because I'm on this keto diet right now, and it's carnivore. So basically, I eat meat and I eat healthy fats. I have no carbs, no sugar at all. And people that think that's very hard, it's not. Because once you do it for one day, like your body goes into ketosis, which like puts you in an excellent fucking mood, right? And you just have energy. So when you use carbohydrates for fuel, like bread, rice, which is what most people use, right? You know, you have insulin crashes. So like you eat lunch and then you'll get really tired. You know what I mean? That I'm sure everyone in here has felt that before. When you're on the ketogenic diet, what happens is your body uses fat for fuel, not carbohydrates, because I'm not eating carbs. So imagine like back in the day when you were a hunter, everyone was a hunter, right? We all living in caves and shit. And, you know, you go for a few days without eating anything. So your body goes into ketosis and it starts using your fat stores as a, you know, as a way to, you know, use it for fuel. So that's what I've been on keto for maybe a week now. And yeah, feel fucking great, dude. I just eat fucking steaks cooked in beef tallow, which is beef fat. I eat that twice a day. And then I have these chicken packs. They're like 24 grams of protein each. I eat two of those. I think the grossest thing for people when you do the ketogenic diet, I'm doing mostly carnivore. I do like part ketogenic. Is you have to drink this coffee. And this coffee, this keto coffee, has fucking coconut oil in it, MCT oil. It has like a tablespoon of butter in it. I know people are like, what the fuck? Unsalted butter. And then it has heavy cream in it. And then it has this stuff called ghee. It's like G-H-E-E. It's kind of like some type of buttery type shit. You put that in there in your coffee, right? And then like you drink that and your body, if you're in ketosis, like your body knows what to do with it. They're like, oh shit, this is energy. So like you're fucking going crazy. And you know, I'm a pretty good responder to this diet. I've done it before. If you have seen the old videos, I'm talking like when I worked in the Diamond District and your boy was fucking lean. That's when I was on keto and I was walking like 4 miles a day, like to and from work. So they'd be like almost 8 miles a day. Yeah, you can have a shitload of energy on this stuff. And I don't suggest it for people that have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, because, you know, you're eating fucking fats and like meat. But for guys that are bulking and want to shred down, I think it's pretty fucking good. Like I didn't lose any strength, even though I lost 10 pounds. But I am injured right now. I injured my arm. It was really stupid, but Yeah, I feel great, man. So if you see me at Blade Show and your boy looking like lean, bro, you can be like, oh, he's on that keto shit, you know? Let's see what y'all dropped in the chat in terms of what you are carrying, though. Because I asked for that. I hope you did it. I hope you did it, bro. Picked up some small cases on Temu. We will see if this shit is good. Bro, make content about it, okay? Just put, like, put the intro to the video, like, you know, as like, maybe something like this. How do you hook somebody that's scrolling, right? Do, like, have you ever ordered anything on Temu? Make that, like, the opening line. Like, make that the hook, right? So people are already thinking, like, oh, shit, what did this guy order? You know, some shit like that. You could probably refine that, but I'd make content on it for sure. Keep going down. Probably going to send it on a plain Jane Magna Cut Seb at ATL. Okay. All right. Nah, had a good friend who was type 1, type 2. Yeah. Type 2 is the one that you can get rid of, right? With diet. Oh, Fox became a member. Fire, bro. Hell yeah. That's my boy right there. That's one of the NYC homies, yo. Gifted 5 Everyday City Carry memberships. Hell yeah, dude. Bro. People got the memberships? Sup. I hope you all enjoy that. You can use the YouTube channel memberships to actually check out the Patreon. It's every Sunday. I'll put the link in the community tab, so just go there and you can check it out. I'm just carrying my Vosteed Thunderbird and Real Steel H6. Was the H6 the one that had like a crazy sale last year? I think it was. The Thunderbird is fire, man. I am carrying this right now. This is an older artisan cutlery. This is the Ahab. I absolutely love this thing. Look at this blade, bro. This is Niche Designs designed this thing. You had a tie pocket clip, nested liners, liner lock. Look at the fucking thumb studs. They look so weird. Hold on. Let me do this. It's hard to focus it on this new lens. Hard to focus it. Okay, so I can't go in that close on this lens. Look at that. It's like a weird. I love this blade shape, man. It's nice and thin, nice flat grind. It's fire, bro. It is fire. It's fire, yo. Yeah, this is fire right here. I've been carrying this today. Even though I'm wearing all black and red, I do have black on, so it still matches the fit. You feel me? I got my new Batman Beyond shirt right here. Who watched Batman Beyond, bro, when they were younger? That shit was sick, dude. Right? But Batman, Bruce Wayne is like an old, like, guy in the Batcave, just like, in, you know, Terry McGinnis. That's the dude's name. This fire right here. Yeah, let's keep going down. See what y'all are carrying. Hogue EX03 Kaiser Task Streamlight Pro Tac and Leatherman Surge. That's dope, dude. That's a dope carry right there. I ordered a Naifu pillow on Temu. Oh, really? Like, what's a Naifu pillow? I'm gonna Google that, bro. I'm gonna Google that. Let's see. Naifu pillow. Oh, like one of these chicks? Yeah, let me show you what's going on here. Let's show you what's going on. What? Like something like this, bro? Waifu, get the naifu. Like, what? Mess with the waifu, get the naifu. That's hilarious. Yo, is that what you got, dude? Like one of these jams? And you will get the naifu. Mess with the waifu, and you will get the naifu. That's hilarious. All right. Okay. Okay, bro. Let's go down. When I'm working a remodeling job, I always use the H6 Plus Great Knife for beating on. Word, bro. Ian Coates says, I have that exact knife, the Ahab. It's a great knife, man. I really, really like it. I think the only complaint I have is... when disengaging the liner lock, you can get a little bit of a pinch like on your thumb. But and it is a little bit rough around the edges, meaning like the spine of the blade is not crowned and all that. But it's got so much personality, bro. It just looks so dope. I love carrying it. It's nice and slim, thin, slicey blade. Fire. Fire. Let's keep going down here. Good evening. Was hoping they would do live Batman Beyond. Dude, me too, yo. That would be so dope, bro. Mega Monday, CJRB, Frack, and Corvid XL. Dude, the Corvid XL is massive. But yeah, man. Eugene Krabs is horny. Why? Scapegoat and Rockwall. My boy bringing out, yo, bringing out the hits right now. Let's see what else I got going on in here that I actually have a lot more stuff than this, like in there. And there's stuff that I just can't show you because, you know, it's part of the Blade Show fit. You know what I mean? I got the Ankylo in here, which is really good. Ankylo. This is fire, bro. You can grab this on Vosteed's website. If you haven't, you can get this. Let's focus. Okay, I got to get good at focusing on this. You can get this for, I think, $159, and it's $169 retail. This is their new pivot lock. It's called the Vanker lock. Multiple deployments, aluminum. Really nice to just play with. And yeah, love it, man. Absolutely love this thing. LMAX blade. This is the aluminum, orange aluminum one. Just really awesome. Absolutely love this thing. And you can get it right now. I cleaned my drawer, by the way. Remember last week when I showed you guys the inside of this? I cleaned my whole desk. And it's funny because I've asked this question before. Do you guys save the boxes of your knives? Right? And if you do, tell me if you have a collection of more than 150 knives. Because I think that if you don't have that many knives, you save all the boxes. But like when you get to, when you do this for a living, are you just getting stacks, bro? Look at this. Bro, you know what I'm saying? This is every day, dog. Like, how are you? You know what I mean? How are you just gonna save box after box, dude? So I got super sick and tired of just like, of just saving these boxes, and I fucking threw everything away, dude. Everything, bro. Yo, I threw away boxes to even expensive shit. I was like, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. I want my table to be clean. I want to be able to film footage on my table without feeling disgusted about, you know, in myself. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, let me tell you something right now. Come here. Come here. Okay, come here. Let me tell you something. Come here. Okay. Listen to me. Listen, all right? Okay, keep this between you and me. I threw away boxes to the Jack Wolf Knives gunslinger, right? I threw boxes away for like the Arcane Design Plexus, the Arcane Design Pratheon, EMP EDC. I forgot what the Ronin. Yeah. Threw that shit away. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I cannot be stopped, bro. All right? My table needs to be clean, man. So I just threw everything away, you know? And a lot of people think I'm crazy for doing that. But, yo, I had to... pouches, gone, son. Gone. And I think people are like, yo, Ray is nuts, bro. I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I am, but next time my boys come over and they see my desk, they're going to be like, yo, that shit look pretty lit, you know? Then they see the new fucking keyboard, right? They see the new Thaki keyboard, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, shit, that looks lit. You know, you feel me on that? Then check this out, right? They see the 14.6-inch tablet, Galaxy Tab S8 Ultra. They're like, yo, Ray's setup looks kind of lit, right? You know what I'm saying? And then they see the new camera in the fucking rig and shit. Yo, Ray's setup kind of lit now. Before it was like so fucked up. There'd be coffee stains. There'd be pouches everywhere, boxes everywhere. You know, now it's fire, bro. Now it's fire, man. I had to get rid of those boxes. I threw away, I want to say, about 4 garbage bags of boxes and pouches, dude. And I wish that I could say that these drawers here, this one is pretty clear right now. This next drawer here is a fixed blade drawer. It's pretty clear. Then it starts getting real bad. This drawer is the tech drawer. And let me tell you, this thing is like a flashlight graveyard, bro. The amount of flashlights and wires and cables to charge flashlights in here, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah, it's really not good. And then the bottom, dudes, the bottom, the last one, which is taller, right? You see, this is a little bit, it's not that tall. This one is like 3 of them together. This is where all the giveaway shit is, right? And let me tell y'all something right now. You're going to get a bunch of giveaway stuff, okay? By the way, my Patreon members, if you can shoot me your addresses, I have new stickers that I want to send you guys. But yeah, this last drawer is iffy. There's like tripods in there and like, look at my sticker bag. Look, this is the stickers that I have for like giveaways and when people buy knives from me. Look at this lump, dude. Dude, look at this lump, bro. There's patches in here too. Yeah. So the next giveaway is going to be lit. I have like wallets to give away. I'm going to have knives to give away. I'm just trying to figure out a good time. You know, I just had the baby. So it's like I don't have a lot of time and I'm trying to like scramble to make content. And that's why I'm making new style content, because that's what I can make right now. Unboxing ASMR, even if I wanted to make it, is impossible to make now. There's always noise going on, you know. There's always noise going on, and that's why I'm doing the narration style content, which, you know, it's great. And I hope you guys have been enjoying that a lot more. The what brands send me videos. I love those videos, making them. But the giveaway is going to be lit, man. The giveaway is going to be lit. The giveaway is going to be flashlight garbage. I mean, there isn't garbage flashlights in here. I have 2. Check this out. I think I have 3 of these, actually. I have Wuben X3s, bro. You know what I'm saying? Wuben X3s in here. Look at that. This thing is sick. Look at that, dude. by the way, do you think that... I even have the charging case. This isn't even the regular model, bro. Let me see something here. Do you guys think that's better? Get a little bit of shadow action. What y'all think? Or do you think that with the light is better? Let me know. Because I think that this camera, it picks up light a little bit easier. So it looks a little bright right now in the video. Do they just sell the charging case? I'm not sure. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff in here, you know, that I got this fucking Wuben headlamp thing. Like, yo, y'all need a headlamp? Your boy gonna give this away. Because I don't. You know what I mean? So now it looks too bright. I just turned the light off. So I don't know if that makes sense. That it looks too bright. Very strange. Very strange that you'd say that. Because this is, to me... Let's see. Let's try it. Maybe it is better. I don't know. All right. I'm just gonna leave it like this. I'm sorry I asked. I know it looks good, so you know what I mean. Let's see what I got going on here with ya. Should have thrown the pouches into the god drawer. Bro, let me tell you something right now. It wouldn't even fit. The pouches wouldn't even fit in the drawer. All right? The pouches wouldn't even fit in a drawer. He says, looks like you're in a fluorescent lit room. I mean, it looks fucking fine. I don't understand what's going on. Maybe I'll change the settings later. Because on this camera right here, like what I am seeing, it looks fucking awesome. So maybe like the YouTube compression or whatever the hell it is messing it up, you know? Still have that little lumen top, Everyday City Carry. I don't even know which lumen top we're talking about. The really old one? Probably not. Maybe? Maybe. It could be like in a different drawer. Totally possible. I remember I made a video on that lumen top and it was like pretty cool. But that was like, I don't know how long ago was that? That was a really long time ago. The only thing that Ray does is awesome. Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, bro. I do have a couple of things that I wanted to look at. Kelly has actually been doing some stuff for me and sending me like little updates on what people are posting. And let's check out some of the things that she sent me, all right? And we can grade her secretaryism, if she's a good one or not. Okay, that's the wrong thing. Let's do share my Instagram. We'll make this one the Informer segment, actually. Informer. I think Blade HQ will check that out first because they have this post, right? Where did you find this? Oh, this is their tagged pin post right now. So this week's daily deals include the Kershaw Launch 15, the Gerber Strong Arm. Don't care about that. Petrified Fish Rogue. CGRB Micah, and then on Friday you get the Kaiser Laconic, and then you can scroll here and see. Huh. I guess the Petrified Fish would be interesting. I have the Micah already. Kaiser Laconic, never tried that. All right. That one was aight to me. I should have like looked more. Oh, here we got a new Wii right here. A new Wii, bro. Let's check out this Wii right now. We're going to grade Kelly on this. Oh, this is what she gave me. Gear up for the upcoming release of the Wii Knife Falcaria 3.64-inch polished bead-blasted CPN20CV blade with flat grinding. They did flat grinding. Polished bead-blasted titanium handle with flame titanium inlay. How many of y'all in the audience like this Lightning Anno still? Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I liked Lightning Anno last year, but this year I kind of just I don't like it that much anymore. Let me know, though. I could be wrong. I could be completely alone in this, but I'm not super a super fan of Lightning Anno anymore. Starting to get old, see? Titanium Justin. Fox said, nah. You know what it is? Because everyone kind of knows how to do it now, so it's not, like, a cool thing anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? Do we sound like hipsters right now? Are we EDC hipsters? Are we EDC hipsters now? We're like, nah, it's not cool no more. I don't know. We might. You know? I might grow a beard and work in a coffee shop, bro. You don't fucking know what I'll do. You know what I'm saying? Then you just find little old Ray in fucking, you know, Barista Town coffee shop and be like, yo, what are you doing here, man? It's like, I'm an EDC hipster, bro. You know? I'm an EDC hipster now. This is pretty cool, though. I don't like the Lightning Anno, but the knife is pretty dope. Who's the designer of this? Torbe Knives. May 8th. You know what it is about Wii? I pretty much like all their shit, right? But it's like, I never want to fork out the almost $400 for it. Do you guys feel the same way? Do you know when Wiis are like 300 plus, and you're like, yeah, that's so dope, but it's like, I don't know if I want to buy a Wii for 300 something. You guys ever feel like that? You know what I'm talking about? Because I feel like that all the time, dude. You know? And Jared is always like, bro, the Wii Knife Co. Nefaris, bro. Get that shit. And then I go look for it, right? And I'm like, yo, that shit is mad expensive. You know what I mean? That shit is mad loot, dude. I just Googled Wii Nefaris right now, just to like see how much it is in Blade HQ and shit. Let's see. Yeah, it's fucking $300, man. It's $297.50, you know? And it definitely looks dope, but I'm just like, I don't know if I want to, you know, spend that kind of money on it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean on that? Let me know in the chat if you feel the same way. Let me check out some of your comments here before I keep going. Lighty Anno is a wee fang. I'm okay with it as long as it's just accent. If it's the whole thing, it's too much. Agreed. Accents is okay, but even accents for me, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I have a beard, but I don't work a coffee shop. Beard is coming off for ATL. Cool. Let's see. Going to pick something up myself. Just don't know what yet. He said, dang, I love a good beard. Yeah, I mean, we to me is always like, they always do fire shit. And then I'm like, damn, am I going to drop 300 on a Wii right now? You know? Because I'll drop like 300 plus on like a Null Knives or something, right? But a Wii is like less. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, man. I really don't know what it is. Like, if I meet up with the New York City boys and pull out a Wii that was like $300-ish, like, I think they just treat it as like any other knife that I get. But if you pull out like a Null Knives Raiden or a Ryko or like an EMP EDC something, a Vero something, right? We're going to be like, oh, you know, you turn into Al Pacino a little bit. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, you know what I mean? But if it's a Wii like knife thing, it's just like, oh, you know, it's cool. We always like look at our knives and stuff like that, but that's just kind of like how I feel about Wii. It's so weird, yo. You know? Audio listeners, let me know too if you feel that way. Let's see what else is interesting that Kelly sent me here. Ah, here we go. Let's do this one. This one's like pretty, we'll see if people like this. So this is from CJRB, and it's called the Chip, dude. It's like this really fucking small fixed blade. It's a CJRB Chip, and it has a fire right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, does it have a sheath, though? I kind of fucks with it, yeah. Drop in the chat if you fuck with this. Like, this is probably going to be really cheap, too. It's probably going to be like $30 or something. You know what I mean? With like maybe 14C28N or D2, you know? Probably D2. Look, does the sheath have a pocket clip? That's what it says. Look at this guy's comment. You know what I'm saying? I dig this, man. I definitely like this, the CJRB chip. You know? I like small fixed blades, especially if they don't cost fucking $200. Like, I'm kind of all in on that. You know what I mean? Look, they got more right here. I kind of like that, yo. Look, they got the carbon farb right here, right? CF, this is BCF, black carbon farb, and you got the regular CF carbon farb. This is G10, green G10, I think, and this is, I don't know. BWH. I don't know what that means. Black, white, hard. Bro, some of these, you know, because this you can tell it's like CF, it's carbon farb, BCF, carbon, black carbon farb. This one's BWH. And it's definitely black, white, something. Black, white, hard. Yo, Ben gives like a knife for ants. That's true. It's fire, though. I like that. I like that. Ship to Canada. They're like crying, yo. I like that. Oh, yo. So, did I order that?
What is the point of this knife?
Oh, that's Everyday Carry, by the way. Just absolutely crushing it. Yeah, this is the Bowie right here. The Bowie Pyrite. Did I buy this? I don't even know. I ordered a bunch of shit so I could share it with you guys. I did buy it. Order confirmed. All because it was a pre-order. Maybe they'll send me shit now. Hopefully. Maybe they will. Yeah, I like it. I like the look, but I generally, the only thing I cut with smaller blades like that is myself. Outdoors 55, you're well still enjoying your kids, bro? Hope you're well still enjoying your kids, bro. Is he in here? Outdoors 55? That guy does a lot of the sharpening and like cutting test shit, right? Every day I'm torn between keeping the beard and shaving it. That's tough. I just shave everything. Even my balls. That's not a joke, actually. I do that. Let's go on. The Bowie pick is Coles. Yeah, yeah. I definitely am not surprised to find my friend's content like on pages that I follow. Because we all do this for a living, you know? Eating Coles full time now. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what else. What else? Is this a good informer segment? Drop in the chat right now if you guys like this style. Because what I'm having Kelly do is she creates all the links for all the affiliate stuff because she has her own PC now, bro. You want to see? I don't even know if I can show it to you, but let's see if I can go all the way down there. You see that? How good of a husband am I, bro? She's got one of these stocky keyboards as well. You know what I mean? That's her setup right there. And that is where she makes links and she, you know, just a bunch of stuff that I want her to do. Like this informer segment, I was like, hey, go on Instagram, go on all of these, pages and, you know, get me the last post that they made. And then I was like, I'm going to go over it with my audience later. You know what I'm saying? Kelly's spreading misinformation. She's not, but that's pretty fucking funny. Oh, there's this one right here. I almost bought this knife. Let's check this one out. Let's go to Artisan right now. Artisan Cutlery. You know what I'm saying? This knife right here, it's called the Wayland or something. I almost bought this because I was trying to buy like from all of my affiliate links. So like, you know, kind of like wake them up, like bros, you know, send me shit. You know what I mean? Built to withstand the test of time. It's simple yet elegant. Aesthetic promises durability and timeless appeal. The titanium scale are meticulously contoured and machined to add a subtle texture and a touch of extra class. Artisan Cutlery Waden. You know what I'm saying? S90V draw point. What y'all think of it? We copping? It's probably like $300. Let me look, actually. Let's look. Artisan Cutlery Waden. Wait, is it Waden? Waden. All right, let's check it out. So that exact one that we're looking at right now is $199. Oh, and it is sold out, so I can't even buy it. I can't even buy it. So, you know, it's fine. There is what is this? Gold Flake CF is still available. It's half titanium, half gold plate CF. Doesn't look as good, though. I like this one. This one's fire. Kelly, remove all your likes from Justin's posts. What do you mean? Kelly just uses it to cyberbully. Kelly asked me to send her iTunes gift cards, bro. She barely uses it, you know. Like, I mean, she did make a bunch of links over the weekend, you know. So I'm like just training her to do it. Just to help me out, I'm going to teach her how to do like YouTube community posts just to, you know, because like there are sales going on all the time and all my buddies are like doing this as well. And I'm like, oh, shit, I should do that, you know, but I just don't have time because I'm either taking care of the baby or I'm making content. So what the fuck am I going to do all that shit? So having her help me out is really, really good. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, these are, bro. I don't know what's going on here, man. These are pretty, pretty bad. So these are the other things here. God. This is the Baskin and the Ornis on Artisan Cutlery. And I am not into that. I am not into that. This guy's that second one looks so damn good. Honestly, I'd put it in my Ornis. What the fuck? What do y'all think of this? These two right here. Not super into it. Not gonna lie. Not super into that. I like the Waden, though. Oh, it's my homie Mark Ridgewell. Shout out to one of the NYC boys. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this at all. Titanium Justin says, nah, bro. I'm also now, for people just listening, the audio version, the Baskin is probably a Carol Baskin, named after Carol Baskin from Tiger King. This blade is just fucked up, dude. Like, this shit look ugly as hell, bro. Like, mad ugly. The Ornis looks aight, but it's like, you know what it is, man? Like, the button lock fucking market is so saturated, right? Let me tell you something right now. A new button lock is born every fucking 5 minutes in EDC, in the EDC world. Do y'all agree with me on that? Bro, every time I look around, there's another button lock, you know? And I love button locks, you know? I especially the Vosteed ones, and I don't have it here, of course. The Vosteed ones are fire. The RS Chaos, the Hedgehog, the top liner locks. But like button locks, I swear they're like, this is not an OG one, actually. I probably shouldn't have even shown this one. This is a Sheep's Foot Corgi from Vosteed. I think Vosteed has some of the best button locks, bro. They're so good. And they're like inexpensive and you can actually afford them. But like, bro, everything is a fucking button lock now. You know what I'm saying? I want a zipper fly knife. I want a button fly. You remember button fly jeans, bro? Yo, who's old enough to remember that shit? Do y'all remember button fly jeans, bro? How stupid was that idea? Right? Who remembers that shit? How stupid of an idea was that? Yeah. You know what I mean? That was so dumb. I just Googled it right now. We're going to look at Google. Yeah, I mean, for like girls, like there's an aesthetic to it. Like, check it out right here. But I'm going to put button fly jeans men, bro. Nah. Oh, 90s, yo. Son, they were so stupid, bro. Why would you want to button up your fucking fly, bro? Why would you want to do that? Like, straight up, dude. Why would you want to do that? I know I had a pair, but why would you want to do that? What if you got to take a piss really bad? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. That's so bad. Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand here. The Artisan Cutlery, Waden, and the Ornis, and the fucking... I'm not into it. I'm not into that, yeah. What's this one? Working on a new prototype with Pinkerton knives, the Banyara is an aggressive flowing design with a seriously slicey blade. It's cool. I like it. It's Dirk Pinkerton. He usually does fire shit. It's kind of like Arroyo-ish. Oh my God, there's the Baskin right there. That looks terrible. That looks terrible. And it's in like one of those glass cases and it's stabbed into a wood. Normally, this type of shot to an EDC person, you double tapping right away. But that knife is, I do not like that. Oh, it's by Gavco. Gavco, nice. It's not Carol Baskin. It's probably named after a Baskin shark. Is that what it is? Because he usually names his knife after sharks. I am not into this one. I usually like his shit too. I'm not super into that one though. This is the Andromeda. I've always wanted this knife. I've never had it. I always wondered if I should spend the money on it. Look at this comment. I like it, but you guys need some more social media awareness. What is this guy? Is this guy like a social media guy? Is the dark and deadly red banded viper poisonous? Fear not. The Andromeda, with its red pattern carbon fiber handle, is nothing but harmless to you in the wild. What the fuck? What is these descriptions, bro? What are these descriptions, man? What is this? You know? Bro, can you guys just hire somebody? This is a good one, actually. I might buy some from this. So we'll look at Kaiser. Keep continuing the Informer segment, baby. So this is Kaiser right now, and they are having a 60% off sale. And there's some fire shit in here. You know what I'm saying? You got a Beg lighter for $67. This is S35BN. There's S35BN. S35BN. Tanto with a carbon fiber. You got the Roach for 37.5. You got the some Serape stuff. Mark H, I know you wanted some of these Serape knives. I forgot which one I gave you. I think I gave you this one. The Towser K, maybe. You got the original Serape for 45. Then you got the black Kaiser Mini Sheepdog for 48. You got the G10 Cybertruck Cyber Knife, which is 36. I would not get this. The titanium one is the only one that I think looks almost cool. But this Beg Lighter right here, I've always wanted a Beg Lighter. Granted, I wanted the titanium one. Like, I've always wanted one of these. Never ever get to try one. The original Beg Lighter. Should I get it? Who in the chat thinks I should buy this Beg Lighter right here? Use Ray's link or I will find you. Yeah, I'll send you guys the let me link you guys. I have it right now. We can all use it. And check it out, right? Might be kind of fun. Let's see. So this is the flash shell. This is only available until like 10 today, I think. So at 10 p.m. today, the sale is over. I just dropped into the chat. And let's all click it, dude. Let's all click it. I'm actually going to click it right now and share it on screen. And maybe we'll find some dope shit. So it's been a while since I've shopped with you guys. And I think that would be kind of fun right now. Let's see. Let's go to flash sale. Bang. This new computer. Oh, by the way, I also bought a new computer. I don't even know if I talked about that. My new computer is fucking disgusting. It's crazy. All right, so we got, let's see, I've got the Kaiser Feist and Richlight, 34. Man, these are cheap, guys. It's like, if you think about, like, the budget knife realm, right? You're looking at 50 or below. So you're getting Richlight, and you're getting a Kaiser Feist, which is a banger of a model. And I want to say this is, oh, it's in 4V too, bro. That is 3Vs more than 1V. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Yeah, the Beg Lighter, bro. I want this shit. It's sold out. No! Fuck. Oh, man. God damn it. Do they have the titanium one? I will buy a fucking titanium one right now. Damn, it's gone. Oh, no. Well, my friends, I'm just saying, though, if you wanted to buy some budget knives to beat on, pretty fucking good. This is the mini Roach right here. This shit is fire, bro. This is the one where you could take the flipper tab off if you want. What's blade steel? 154 cm. Still pretty good. 3750, man. That's crazy. This is the Kaiser Kobold 2 4V. 5450. Pretty fucking good. Used to be 109. There's some crazy deals here, man. So definitely check this out. If you want to pick up something today, it's not going to, you know, cost you an arm and a leg. You can literally spend like $35 and get some dope. Get some heat, bro. Fuck, I wanted to buy that Beg Lighter. That one hurt me. Concept Goblin before Cyber Truck. I think it's Cyber Knife, I think is what it's called. I just know whenever Ray gets a new phone, he can't stream that day. Yeah, sometimes I can't. I do have a new tablet, but I fix it on the weekend. And I did get a new phone not too recently, maybe like 3 months ago. Let's see, people are getting mad. Okay, I don't know what the fucking... Somebody just commented some dumb shit on... Let's check out Best Tech real quick. Let's close this one, actually. Let's go to my Instagram. Hey, y'all got Instagram? Add me on the gram. Y'all got Instagram? Let's see. Best Tech, bam. Let's share this real quick right here. So Kambu is like one of my favorite designers. I got to meet him in Atlanta last year. And I know he's coming out with a new knife. And this is it right here. That's attractive to me, man. I like weird shit. And that is definitely pretty cool. That is the Seraph. This thing is fire, dude. His stuff is awesome, man. I really like Kambu's shit, you know. Let's check out Kambu real quick. I mean, he's a very talented photographer. Look at that shit right there. Nice flat lay with all his knives, right? Oh, dude, look at this. Every knife guy's pocket looks like this, bro. Except for Steve Burrow, apparently. He said his knives don't do this shit to his pocket. How many people in the chat right now, your pockets look like this? You know what I'm saying? You know, because you're super into Thai frame locks. And then your jeans get fucked up, you know, by the Thai pocket clip, dude. How many of y'all have this pocket clip right now? If you're just listening, the audio version, there is a photo on Kombu's page of a pocket clip with one of his knives in it. And this thing is frayed to shit, dude. You know what I mean? This thing is frayed to shit, dude. This thing is so bad. Begleiter is the bun fly of knives. No, it's not, bro. What are you talking about? Who does the VK1? That is Best Tech. It's fire. let's see. Keep going. That mostly covered in paint. Oh, you mean your pants? My pockets are great. All right. All Steve's pants are leather. So they just fucking they just patina over time, yo. They get the indentation of the pocket clip. Oh man, dude, everyone's pocket clip like looks like this. Yeah, yo, Kombu, he just fires shit, man. I like what he does. I don't own any Kombu knives, actually. Oh my God, he's like cooking his own knives, yeah. He's like, I'm cooking. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I bought one of these, the Blind Fury. I should have bought the blue one. Fuck, man. Did I buy the blue one? No, I think I bought the black one. Did I? Damn. Hold on. Let me look it up. Let's see. Which one is it? Yeah, I got the stonewash. I got the blue marble inlay. Damn, I wish I got this blue one. They didn't have it, though, on Best Tech's website. And I wanted to get my affiliate, like, you know, thing to, like, pop up. Ooh, Matsy X Kombu links update. This is dope. I wanted to try this. The Matsy hit me up and said he would get one of these to me so I could check it out, but he never sent it. Very sad. Very sad about that. Let's see what y'all are saying here. I mean, pants with reinforced front pockets. Dude, I wonder if they could make pants that, like, don't fuck, you know. Everyday City Carry, bunch of dope Begleiters on sale. What do you mean? What do you mean, man? What do you mean, dude? What do you mean, Ben? Huh? Begleiter. I just went to Kaiser's website. They don't have the one that I freaking want. Oh. Guys, look. The titanium one is in stock. It's 169 right now. Normally it's 230. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should sneak by this right now? Oh, it's not the fucking Tanta one, though. God damn it. Fuck. I want the Tanta one. Oh, well. It's a drop point. I tried it. Got excited for nothing. Damn. Well, sucks. I got jerked around on that. Benny G jerked my chain on that, bro. I got so excited for a second, man, because I've always wanted a Kaiser Begleiter Tanto titanium. Like, since he said, love you, bro. Since like the beginning, you know, when I think I was watching Birdshot IV, like Frankie and Bird, and they were like looking at that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I need that. 5'11 pants have reinforced pocket seams. Damn. Oh, man. That was cool. Yeah, thank you. Good looking out, though, because there definitely were a lot of a lot of Kaiser's Begleiters on sale. And my girl's mad cute sending me out. Look what she sent me. I was like, she's doing the secretary thing. I was like, send me every post of these brands. Screen grab it for me. Oh, shit. And then I'll talk about it on the show. Look at that. My girl's helping me out, bro. Isn't that dope? Isn't that dope, man? It's pretty cool, dude. Life is pretty fucking good, guys. I just gotta say that right now. And I love you guys very much, man. You know, I know I say that sometimes too much, but I really appreciate you guys coming in every day. You watch my videos, you comment, you try to help out, you do the donations, you join the YouTube channel memberships, do Patreon, you send me memes on Instagram, like all of that shit. Like, it means a lot to me, you know. And we're still building this thing. Things are moving along. And yeah, man, I won't stop, bro. I won't stop till we're like fucking ultra powerful, dude. Move like this, dude. Move like this, boy. I won't stop till we're fucking ultra powerful. You hear me? I won't fucking stop, dude. And then one day we'll be massive. But I think you guys will probably hate that. I think you guys will probably hate that when the channel gets super huge, because like I won't be able to fucking pay so much attention to each and every one of you guys, because like the channel be going so fast. But you know, much love to everybody, and thank you so much for hanging out tonight. I really appreciate it, and we'll hang out again next Monday. I will be doing the Patreon on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. I usually drop the episode then. So people that were new channel members today can get that on Sunday at 8 a.m. And the Patreon, you know, shout out to the Patreon fam. You guys are the shit. You get that there as well. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight. This is your boy, Ray. And this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast, saying peace.